KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This encore broadcast of Tech It Out originally aired in October 2019.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 116. We have a great show planned for you today, which I'll tell you more about in a moment. But first, thank you to all the listeners who entered the Hotels.com gift card giveaway over the past 2 months. We gave away our eighth and final Hotels.com gift card for $250 last week to Jennifer Newell from San Diego. Congrats to you, Jennifer, and the other seven winners since the beginning of August. We'll have to do more contests on Tech It Out, so stay tuned to the show for that. On the show today, we're going to talk with Kobo in a moment about a new waterproof e-reader that they've got. McDonald's will stop by to tell us how they're using Alexa smart speakers to help find future employees. Speaking of Amazon, we'll learn about new devices from them this hour, including an Alexa-powered pair of glasses that you can wear with the personal assistant built in. And Panasonic will also join us on Tech It Out with its ToughBook 55 laptop and what that's all about to be used in harsh environments. All right, let's kick off the show. Now that the fall is here, you may be looking to curl up with a good book or two, perhaps beside a crackling fire, or maybe in a hot bath, or perhaps while jet-setting for business. To introduce you to a brand new e-reader, the Kobo Libra H2O, we're joined on the line by Ramesh Mantha. He's the VP of Product for Devices at the company Rakuten Kobo. Welcome to the show, Ramesh.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Now, before we talk about this device, this Libra H2O, this product, tell us about Kobo.
Kobo is one of the leading global companies for digital reading and listening. So we are both a bookseller in that we sell ebooks and audiobooks, but we also make devices on which you can listen to them, e-readers in particular. And we also have apps for iOS and Android that lets you read and listen either on your smartphone or tablet.
Right. I know there's an app for tablets in case you're not near your Kobo e-reader, but you're a store and you're the device maker. It's sort of both, right? Because you can also go to the Kobo bookstore to buy books digitally, and that's also owned by Rakuten, the platform.
That's exactly it. So we're both a bookseller as well as a provider of the ways to read the books, whether that's a physical device like an e-reader or your apps.
Got it. Okay, so for those who are listening who say, hey, you know, I have an iPad already or another tablet, I'm good with that. Or maybe I even like to read on a computer, which seems odd, like a laptop. What would you say to them with the appeal is of an e-reader, a dedicated e-reader in 2019?
Certainly, those are all great ways to read, and we encourage reading on any platform or device. But for an e-reader specifically, there's really some just unique things about an e-reader that you can't get with any other way of reading, either an app, a tablet, or even a print book, frankly. So there's a few things. First off, the screen itself is really designed to read text, to read print. Unlike your phone, which turns into a black mirror when you go outside, your e-reader is actually easier to read in bright sunlight. And so if you're on vacation, if you're at the beach, by the pool, it's really the only way that you can read because phones and tablets just struggle with bright sunlight.
Right.
But then even in the opposite type of situation, in nighttime reading, e-readers are also really great at bedtime because it has a built-in light, but it can turn down to a very, very low brightness so you don't bother your partner. And more importantly, the blue light, part of the light that's been shown to negatively impact sleep, is minimized with all Kobo e-readers. So that's another thing that gives it a bit of an advantage over other types of devices. Beyond the screen, e-readers have fabulous battery life. So, you know, we talk about battery life in weeks as opposed to hours or days. So fundamentally, you're likely to pick up your device and just press a button and start reading without having to worry about charging. So that's a big advantage that they have. Typically, we say weeks. It obviously depends a bit on how much you read. At the extreme end of the spectrum, you could be talking months. So fundamentally, you don't really need to worry about charging it in the way that you have to with your phone or tablet. They obviously hold lots of books, hundreds, thousands of books, depending on the kind of book. And then they're also stored in a library on the device itself. So you can borrow, you can buy books from the Kobo store. We have 6 million titles worldwide. But you can also borrow library books directly from your local library if they use OverDrive. So, for example, if you have a public library card, you can borrow directly from the e-reader. And finally, there's one real kind of intangible that makes an e-reader unique, which is it really does one thing. It's for reading a book. It's not going to have the distractions in terms of email, notifications, the temptation of Twitter or Facebook or Snapchat. All of those things aren't present. It's just about one thing, and it's really the best way to focus on your book and to not be distracted.
All great points. We're chatting with Ramesh Mantha. He's the Vice President of Product for Devices at Rakuten Kobo. Rakuten is the parent company. Kobo, of course, the e-reader company that also sells books as well. And as Ramesh mentioned, you can also borrow books for free from your local library, especially now super convenient if you have the integrated OverDrive support on many new Kobos. And with that in mind, let's now talk about the Libra H2O. Now, with the word H2O in there, I think it's a safe assumption to say this is a waterproof e-reader, which might be yet another benefit to e-readers slipping into a bubble bath. Talk to us about this new product.
As you surmised from the name, it is very much a waterproof device. So you can immerse it in water and not worry about any damage to the device. We definitely heard from our customers that that kind of anxiety prevents them from taking their e-reader to the bath or to the pool. So this helps with that. The Libra overall is our sort of what we consider sort of our mid-tier e-reader. It has a 7-inch high-resolution screen. Basically, it's as crisp as printed text. So if you look at like print in a book or a laser printer, our 300 pixels per inch screen matches print text and resolution. So it's really a print quality experience from a reading point of view. It has this really great new design with that we originally introduced with its bigger, more premium sibling, Kobo Forma, which is it has a slightly asymmetric design with a little curve that nestles in your hand. So it sits really comfortably because comfort for hours of reading was our focus. And in addition, we added page turn buttons. So you can literally turn pages without lifting a finger now. So in that sense, from sort of an ergonomic and comfort point of view, there's really no other way to read, whether you're talking about a print book or certainly an iPad or another device like that. So it has a 7-inch screen, it's waterproof, an ergonomic asymmetric design with page turn buttons. It has a built-in front light so you can read in the dark. And like all Kobo devices, the front light is adjustable in color temperature, which means you can go from a more bluish white hue over to a warmer, more sort of a yellow sepia hue. And that has a But aside from looking nice, it has the practical benefit of reducing blue light at bedtime.
Yeah, it sounds great, Ramesh. So as you said, it's sort of a middle of the road e-reader, so it doesn't have maybe perhaps all the bells and whistles as the Koba Forma has, your highest end reader, but it sounds like it's packed with all the features that a book lover would want. And as you mentioned, it also has that anti-blue light filter. And as you mentioned earlier, that if you go to sleep and you are blasted with a bright screen on your smartphone or on a tablet or on a laptop, it could prevent your body from creating melatonin, which you need naturally to feel tired and fall asleep. So this has that built in, but it also has a small light should you want to not bother your partner in bed by turning on the entire light of the bedroom. So I really like that a lot. And it does have the integrated OverDrive support. Not all Kobo ebook readers have that. So it does have OverDrive built in. You just sign in with your library card and then you can borrow books for free from your library. Is that right?
That's right. And just to clarify, all of the currently in market Kobo e-readers, so the Clara HD, Libra H2O, as well as Forma, all of them support OverDrive integration. And the one thing I forgot to mention, which I should, is Libra is the first device we've done in many years that actually comes in more than one color. So you can get it in black and white.
Okay. And what would you say overall, Ramesh, if we just took a step back from this particular model for a moment, what do Kobo e-readers have that Kindles do not? I would assume that Amazon is your number one competitor in this space. So what would you say is the benefit to Kobo? I guess OverDrive is the same company as Kobo. It's part of the Rakuten family. Is that one of the benefits?
Absolutely. So obviously, OverDrive is a sister company to Kobo under our parent Rakuten. So the OverDrive integration is an absolutely, you know, killer feature that we uniquely have. So you can browse and borrow from your library directly on your e-reader. So that's something that's really great. Beyond that, I think, you know, you're right. Obviously, Kindle's our big competitor. And, you know, we've really needed to innovate more than them in order to sort of be relevant. So Kobo was the first e-reader company to introduce the adjustable color front light to address that blue light challenge. We were the first waterproof e-reader going back to our first H2O product a couple of generations prior to Libra. And really, we have an reading focus on our devices. We also have a really open device. So rather than really restrict you to a limited set of reading options, we really believe in openness. Obviously, we have a store. We sell books. We think we have a great offering there with 6 million titles. But if you want to read your own books on your e-reader, for example, from the library, you can get it from OverDrive. So the Libra H2O is $169.99 US. It's available on Walmart's website at walmart.com.
Okay, then I guess the website or is simply kobo.com, K-O-B-O.com.
That's correct.
All right, Ramesh Mantha, thank you so much. Good luck with the new Libra H2O e-reader. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This show, Tech It Out, is powered by Asus. I'll tell you more about them when we return after this short break. You're listening to the Radio America Network. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
This is a national healthcare alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This on-call broadcast of Tech It Out originally aired in October 2019.
This show, Tech It Out, is brought to you by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, smartwatches, tablets, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. Fall is here, and while you might not be thrilled at the cooler weather, at the very least, some of the best tech companies release some great gadgets and gear around this time to help ease you into the new season. And in case you missed the news, Amazon unveiled a few new products last week, and to tell us more, we're joined by Amazon's own Meg Dunlap with an exclusive look at their lineup of new devices. Hi, Meg. Welcome to the show, and thanks for your time.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. We announced over 80 new devices
businesses, services, and products yesterday, so I am super excited to run you through a few of my favorites. I can just hop right in with a few that I think will be great for holiday entertaining this year. First up is the all-new Echo Studio. I am super excited about this product. It's going to really put you in your favorite seat at your favorite music venue. All you have to do is plug it in, and the speaker knows exactly what to do. So really, no matter where you put this thing, it's going to have unbelievable immersive sound, and it's going to look really great doing it. And you can get all of this technology for only $199, and you can pre-order starting today. Up next, we have the all-new Echo Show 8. It has a really vivid 8-inch HD display and powerful audio. It's going to give you access to recipes, TV shows. My favorite during the holidays is the ability to call mom for some cooking advice when something goes wrong. And, you know, there's really no time of year that we're cooking more, so it's going to be a really nice device to have around. And now with the all-new Food Network kitchen experience, you can get some extra help or inspiration in the kitchen, too. Customers will be able to get on-demand episodes of their favorite Food Network shows, on-demand and live cooking classes, and even get some help from some of their favorite chefs like Bobby Flay.
Awesome. All right. So Echo Show, of course, is a smart display. You don't just hear content from Alexa, but you're also going to see something visually.
Absolutely.
And then Echo Studio is a better sounding smart speaker, perfect for music lovers.
Exactly.
They sound great for the holidays. What, though, if you are a little tight on cash? I understand there's some new affordable Alexa powered devices as well.
Absolutely. We have a great new Echo Dot. It's an updated version of a very popular feature that lots of you have in your homes. But this is the new Echo Dot with clock. It has a really vivid LED display that's going to show you the current time, the temperature, or your alarm setting. So it's really perfect for the bedside table. It also has a tap to snooze feature, so you can get those 9 extra blissful minutes each morning.
Love it.
And we have the Echo Flex, which we know that, you know, whether it's price point or you just don't have space for one of our more traditional devices, we've created the Flex to plug into a traditional outlet, and it's going to give you access to Alexa wherever you need it. You can ask for weather while you're walking out the front door or add your shopping list while you're in the laundry room. It also has a really nifty USB port, so you can plug in your phone. We also have some good accessories that go along with it, the smart nightlight and a motion sensor. So really lots of great options.
Okay, so that's just a small glimpse at the 80 products and services announced. And then with all of these devices, Meg, we're chatting with Meg Dunlap from Amazon. How do we get our smart home up and running and make sure that we've got a good, solid, and secure connection?
Yeah, absolutely. I know we have a lot going on here, and what you really need to bring it all to life is a really great Wi-Fi system. That's why we introduced the all-new Aero Mesh Wi-Fi. It's going to bring you simple and reliable Wi-Fi to connect all of your devices and so much more. And it's really beautiful as well. It's a very simple-looking design. It's only $99, or if you want to cover every nook and cranny of your house, we also have a 3-pack for $249. And for me, the frustration for set up, you just plug it in. It doesn't have a lot of the, you know, kind of user problems that other Wi-Fi systems have. It just makes it a no-brainer for me.
All right, so it's a mesh system, that 3-pack. So that means that you put these little pucks around maybe a larger home, and it makes sort of a wireless handshake, right? And then you're no more dead zones. In
Absolutely.
Other
words. Exactly, no more dead zones.
Awesome.
If you really want to take your smart home to the next level, we also have the all-new Ring Indoor Cam. It's our most affordable and first indoor-only camera in the Ring family. This device will stream live audio and video directly to your phone, so it's perfect for checking in on the dog while you're at work and also checking on the kids while you're out on date night, so it's going to give you a lot of extra functionality in that smart home. We also announced some really exciting new wearables yesterday. First up is the Echo Buds. It's super premium audio and Alexa right in your ear when you're on the go. It also has noise canceling. And we also have the Echo Frames. These are prescription-ready Alexa-enabled glasses that are available as part of our Day One Editions program. Customers can go on and request an invite, and we're really excited to hear what customers have to say about them.
Did you say Alexa glasses?
Yes.
Can you just elaborate a bit more?
Sure. The Echo Frames are going to give you access to Alexa on the go. Just some very small speakers that are directed right into your ear. So I know that it's going to give great functionality so you have access to Alexa both in and out of the home.
Awesome. And then does that wirelessly connect to your phone in order to get on online, or does it have like a SIM in it or anything?
Yes, it does.
Yeah? Okay, cool.
It'll be connected to your phone.
And what's the best place to learn more about all of these products?
Yes, you can learn more about all of these devices and so much more at amazon.com/devices.
All right, Meg Dunlap from Amazon. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, there you go. Alexa-powered eyeglasses. What will they think of next? Stay tuned. More Tech It Out coming right up.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
This on-call broadcast of Tech It Out originally aired in October 2019.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone, powered by ASUS. For those in search of incredible, visit ASUS.com. That's ASUS.com. We just spoke with Amazon about some cool new devices they have. Now let's talk about how those smart speakers are helping people find work at McDonald's.
Imagine saying to your smart speaker, help me get a job at McDonald's. And poof, just like that, faster than building a Big Mac or dropping 10 fresh nuggets into a box, your friendly virtual assistant helps you apply for work at the world's beloved fast food chain. Well, last week, McDonald's announced Apply-Through, which uses an Alexa or Google Assistant-powered speaker, and it is considered a world first. Joining us on the line to chat all about it is Stephanie Hartman, Chief People Officer at McDonald's. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Now, this is pretty exciting, being a geek. So please tell us what this high-tech hiring campaign is all about at McDonald's. I think it's fascinating.
It really is, and we're really excited to have a world first. I think, for me, I liken it to the fact that we've hired Alexa and Google to our recruitment team. We've extended our reach. We've actually, if you look at the way we're interacting with our customers in the restaurants, we're looking for new and convenient ways that really fit them where and when they're at. And we want the same experience for job seekers. They have choice today. We want to differentiate ourselves. And when they start to think about a new job, we want it to be there and first and shout loudest.
And that begs the question. So you've embraced these smart speakers, which are very trendy. Is it because you want to be a really cool and hip kind of place for kids to work at, kids and kids at heart? Do you feel that the technology that they're already accustomed to in their day-to-day life can be used now to help you get a job? Is that one of the sort of things you're going after?
Absolutely. I have a 19-year-old, and I know the realities of today is if you want to reach them, it's not by not in person. It's by Snapchatting or sending them an Instagram or an IM. So for us today, being able to reach youth who are our prime demographic in our restaurants, they represent about 70% of our employee base. We need to be contemporary and we need to be modern.
Right.
And that's probably not even a contemporary or modern way to say it.
And I use the word hip, which really dates me. But, you know, I think we're on the same wavelength though. All right.
We are. We are, absolutely. For us, this is our second foray into technology, if you will, when it comes to standing out for job seekers. Earlier this year, we ran a Snapplications campaign, so you could use Snapchat to apply for a job, and we drove a tremendous uplift in applications in just over a day. So we know it. They respond well, and so we know we just need to continue to create and innovate and find ways to reach them.
All right. So please walk us through, Stephanie, how this voice process works.
Absolutely. So I am an Alexa user, and I have Alexa on my phone. So it would be as simple as me saying to Alexa, help me get a job at McDonald's. You supply a little bit of information, your first name, your telephone number, and Alexa will ask you where you want to work. And Alexa will provide you with what we call a curated list of jobs. It's a list of jobs that match the location you want to work in and for the position, whether it be crew member or manager. So Alexa, help me get a job at McDonald's. Where do I want to work? And poof, magic is there.
Awesome. And do you need to install anything first? I know that with Alexa, they call any kind of third-party add-on a skill. And some skills you need to, like, download it to the app. Others, it just will work when you activate it. Is that the case, or will it just be built in and it'll work?
It's going to work. We've built the skill into Alexa.
Right.
As it is. We've worked very closely with our partners.
And it does work with the Google Home variety of speakers as well.
It does, but I'll be honest, with technology of this kind, we launched with both Alexa and Google. We're working right now with Google globally to address an issue. So the phrase to invoke is slightly different with Google, and we're working to get it aligned with Alexa.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, Stephanie, you mentioned earlier that McDonald's has used tech before when looking for those looking for work, but I understand also tech is part of an overall larger McDonald's investment into modernizing the guest experience as well. I mean, last time I bought my son some breakfast from McDonald's, I used that touchscreen kiosk, and then he was on, and then he was using the Wi-Fi for free while I was ordering him some. So obviously there's a lot of tech there. Why is that important?
Well, I think it's about personalization and customization and connection, really, whether that be with our guests or our crew. People today are busy. They interact differently, and they have different priorities day to day. And so for us, it's meeting them when and where they're at,
right,
whether it be the app, the kiosks, drive-through, the old-fashioned way, going into the restaurant we're there to serve.
Okay, awesome. We're chatting with Stephanie Hartman. She's the CPO, that's Chief People Officer, at McDonald's. We're talking about the apply-through. campaign, which uses a smart speaker like an Amazon Alexa or Echo Home speaker to actually apply for a job and use your voice to do so. Very high tech. Now, while the show is about technology, I did want to ask you about McDonald's as a job, as a first or second job for a tween or a teen. This could lead to many other diverse career paths down the road, right? I mean, McDonald's always prides themselves in being a great first job.
Great first job, absolutely. A great second job, a great career. I think what you learn at McDonald's is a set of skills, whether it be teamwork or leadership, guest service, customer service, technology, continuous improvement. These are skills that are transferable, and I know when I speak to my colleagues in HR around the world and in different companies, when you have McDonald's on your resume, it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. So those skills are transferable and they're recognized. I even learned today that Shania Twain, my dad's favorite recording star, started her career with us.
That's awesome. I love it. I also like how inclusive McDonald's seems to be in their hiring practice. You know, there's cultural or racial inclusion. There's no age issues. There's those who have special needs. I think that's wonderful to see and no doubt great for the employees. All right. So while we wrap up here, where can we learn more about this campaign?
So a couple of things. Visit McDonald's.com. And careers, or check out my LinkedIn page. Really, what you will find is the organic content that's being created, the people who are so proud of having started their careers at McDonald's. The stories are actually very, very incredible. Please just visit us at McDonald's.com.
Okay. And then again, on LinkedIn, you're Stephanie Hardman, Stephanie with a P-H, H-A-R-D-M-A-N,
yes.
Chief People Officer at McDonald's. Love it. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck with this campaign. Very excited.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Very cool stuff. I love how technology can be used to help find employment. All right, Tech It Out is powered by Western Digital and its super rugged G Technology branded Armor ATD portable hard drives. It's designed for those looking for a durable drive to bring on the go, especially for photographers and videographers, maybe in harsh environments. Go to g-technology.com. Speaking of harsh environments, we're going to talk after this short break with Panasonic about its new ToughBook 55 laptop, built to withstand the great outdoors. You're going to hear what's new with these. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever. The 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
This Encore broadcast of Tech It Out originally aired in October 2019.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. If you need a rugged smartphone, especially for those who work in the field, there's probably a half dozen or more options out there. But there isn't as much choice when it comes to laptops. Either because a super durable laptop isn't as easy to pull off, or everyone knows Panasonic ToughBook has the market covered. Either way, the company isn't resting on its laurels, as you'll soon hear. To talk with us about the ToughBook 55, we're joined by Ashley Evans and Brian Rowley, both from Panasonic. Welcome to the show, Ashley and Brian. How are you?
Thanks, Mark. We're great.
Hey, Brian.
Thanks for having us.
Sure thing. Thank you both for your time. And let's dive right in. We'll start with you, Ashley. Tell us about the Panasonic ToughBook family, what they're all about. And then, Brian, maybe you can give us sort of a bird's eye view of the ToughBook 55.
Sure, thanks. So Panasonic's been in the rugged mobility market for 20 years. And really, our mandate is to build notebooks and tablets and mobile technology for the field worker and or any mobile worker who has to have the ability to be able to do their jobs from anywhere. So we have a range of mobile computers, notebooks, and tablets that are designed for use in extreme environments. So anybody from industries such as utilities, public safety, engineering, telecommunications, or anybody or any public sector employee that has to really work throughout their community. So we have products ranging from 5-inch handheld devices all the way to 12-inch 2-in-1 convertible notebooks. And really what's common across all these products are really its ability to withstand extreme and harsh environments.
All right. That is a key hallmark to the ToughBook line of notebooks. I say laptops, but we could use the term interchangeably, perhaps. And a convertible is when it's both a laptop and a tablet in one. Sometimes the screen bends back on a hinge. Other times it detaches. Depends on the manufacturer. And the ToughBook family has been around, as you mentioned, for a while. And now you've got the ToughBook 55. Brian, what makes this new model special?
So, Mark, I think, you know, one of the things that's unique about Panasonic and ToughBook as a whole is we spend a tremendous amount of time focused on our voice of customer. So more than 100 hours of meetings and conversations with our customers have gone into sort of the design and the development of this product. As we were designing and developing it, there are a couple of things that really stood out from our feedback from our customers. And primarily, like, three of the biggest things that our customers continually say to us is, that, you know, that every single day the needs of the jobs that they're doing are changing, and no work day is ever the same, and no job is ever the same. So when we created the 55, you know, we did it under the premise that we needed to make sure that it was extremely modular, configurable, and customizable, right? And we'll talk about that. There's, you know, from its predecessor, our ToughBook 54, there's more than 50 enhancements that we've done to this, and we won't go through all of them, but, you know, one of the key pieces to it is it has this unprecedented battery life. We can get 40 hours worth of battery life on this device with an interchangeable battery pack. We talk about performance and what's under the hood of this. Backwards compatible to prior accessories that a customer may have purchased or a vehicle mount that they may have in their actual vehicle that they're using this device in. And really, it's a device that handles, I mean, we have primary segments that we're responsible for and that we target to, but it really is a device that's for all customers in all segments. And we accomplish that in this device by this new innovative module design concept. So we have interchangeable bays on quick releases that we can actually change storage and memory. We have expansion areas for DVD drives. We actually have even gone so far that where we have customers that use multiple languages, with just the removal of a couple of screws, the customer themselves in the field can actually replace the keyboard on this. So the amount of flexibility that we have provided to the customer is really the piece to this that's unique and different.
All right, so highly modular, can swap out different parts and truly customize it to suit your needs and budget. And you talked about working in the field with this. I was going to ask you, and Ashley, you touched on this. I would think something like this, a ruggedized laptop, is ideal in industries like, you mentioned a couple, but even adding to that, mining, forestry, oil and gas, farming, anything like that. But could it also be ideal simply for klutzy types? Or is this just not the market you're going after? You think that they should stick with a traditional notebook or laptop? And this is really just those for those who work in harsh conditions.
I mean, for me, the way I see this product fitting is for anybody, whether they're a student or a employee or a truly field mobile worker.
Mm-hmm.
It's for anybody that can't afford to have any downtime. You know, so it is a product that can serve various different customer base. I think it's all about minimizing downtime and being able to do your job or your task from absolutely anywhere.
I agree with Ashley. I mean, I think, you know, we have always been focused on the B2B space, right? That's the space where we have, because that's where the most demand and the value associated with what we incorporate into the devices really sits. So when you look at some of the spaces that you had mentioned, you know, in the U.S., if we look at the U.S. as an example, you know, our first responders, our devices are critical for that segment. Our frontline, those that are out there defending our country, our field service workers, insurance, utility, those are all really, because those are the real harsh environments. So that clumsy person that might be utilizing it, you know, I'm not sure that that's the target that we have for, but by all means, if that person wants to purchase it, it is a great device and one that they wouldn't be disappointed with.
All right, point taken. When we return, we're going to learn more about the Panasonic Toughbook 55. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, prophets and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots.
We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We're learning all about the super rugged Panasonic Toughbook 55. We're joined on the line by Ashley Evans and Brian Rowley from Panasonic. Tell us about this durable laptop. Would you say your device is somewhat water resistant? And what about extreme temperatures? Like, I understand having a ruggedized body is great for drops and shocks, but what about things like inclement weather?
From an IP rating, this is an IP53 rating. So again, from wind, dust, water, it has that capability, but it is definitely a semi-rugged device. It has a 3-foot drop spec associated with it. It's actually one of the lightest devices in its category, so just under 4.5 pounds. So overall, I mean, you've got a lot here in terms of what you're capable to do and it being semi-rugged.
Yeah, the other thing I'll add, Mark and Brian, is that although it's rated at an IP53 level, the actual keyboard is spill resistant. And if you look at, you know, damage due to water most of the time in the case of a notebook, the damage is caused by water spilt onto the keyboard. So the keyboard on the FZ55 is spill resistant as well.
Okay, cool. What's the screen
size? Good point, Ash.
What's the screen size of this, Ashley?
It's a 14-inch device.
Okay, so it's like a traditional sort of middle-of-the-road laptop in terms of size of the display. That makes sense. We're chatting, by the way, with Ashley Evans and Brian Rowley, both from Panasonic, to talk with us about the Toughbook 55. Given how tough it is, what are the trade-offs here? You mentioned that it's not overly bulky and it's not heavy. You even mentioned how good the battery life can be, especially if you swap out the battery for another, which is an option. So what are the trade-offs?
I think when you look at it, right, I mean, you obviously, there's a certain level and size that's there, right? So although it's thin for its class, you know, when you look at it comparing it to some of the really ultra slim devices, right, it's got a little bit more thickness to it than that, right? There's a lot that goes on there, right? Well, yeah, exactly. So when you're starting to look at some of those features, that's there. We also have a little bit larger bezel on the device. Ashley mentioned it's a 14-inch screen, but around that 14-inch screen, we also have our cellular and our wireless WAN antennas so that we can accommodate all of the carriers that support both the U.S. and Canada. So there's a little bit of room that's needed there to fit all that antenna space in there. But I think, you know, from a trade-off perspective, I can tell you it's a device that we all carry every single day in our regular work life, and it's one that's extremely reliable and dependable and one, quite honestly, that we're really proud of.
Oh, very cool. Now, before we wrap up and talk about cost and where we can learn more about the Toughbook 55, you mentioned that it has cellular support. Is that standard in the Toughbook 55, or is that an option? Meaning that if you wanted to pay, I guess, for a data or voice communication, you can through your carrier, but otherwise it has Wi-Fi like every other laptop.
That is correct. Yep.
Okay, cool. All right. How much does the Toughbook 55 cost? And what's an ideal website to learn more about it for those listening who are intrigued and want to see it in action?
Yeah, so the cost associated with this to start, our MSRP for in the U.S. is $2,049. And if you wanted to learn more about it, you could go to na.panasonic.com.
All right, na.panasonic.com, NA standing for North America, and MSRP is the manufactured suggested retail price. You could find it for less, but that's your recommended price, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you, Lee and Brian. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mark. We really enjoyed it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Tech It Out program. Apologies for my voice. Oh, my gosh, I've had this cold for over a week, and I just can't seem to shake it. That's a long time. And I work from home for the most part, so I don't get sick too often, but I guess all the traveling gets you a little run down, a couple sick kids thrown in there, you know, some late nights on these video shoots. No complaints, but I apologize. The show must go on, as they say, so I didn't want to take the week off.
If you have any tech questions for me, you can always hit me up on Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook. I'm at Mark Saltzman or Mark underscore Saltzman. It's Mark with a C. And I do write a tech tip of the day, so a little bite-sized bit of advice on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn if you want to subscribe or follow me. And if you prefer email, you can always write me at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's TECH@MARCSALTZMAN.com. And I'll answer your questions. Maybe you've got suggestions on upcoming guests or topics on Tech It Out, or you've got a tech support question or what have you. Any constructive feedback on the show, I'm all ears. You can hit me up privately or publicly. This show, Tech It Out, is powered by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. Wishing you all a great rest of your weekend, everyone. We'll catch up with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. NATO says it has suspended a training mission for soldiers in the Iraqi army in the wake of the killing of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani on Friday. The military alliance says even if the Canadian-led mission is to continue in the future, security concerns for its personnel were paramount. Former British ambassador to Iraq, Sir William Patey, says if Iran were to strike back, they'd have many potential targets to choose from, including diplomats working at embassies and large numbers of troops stationed across the region.
He was the head of one of Iran's most effective and most extreme organizations, the IRGC Quds Force, who have built up a network of proxies, a network of capabilities across the region.
An angry funeral procession in Baghdad today for the general. Thousands marching and chanting anti-American slogans as they accompany the remains of Soleimani, ironically being carried in the bed of a large American Chevrolet pickup truck. The price of oil zipped up following the airstrike.
A rise in oil prices could mean higher gas prices for motorists and airlines, and higher heating and electricity bills. The fear is that Iran might respond to the killing of its top general by the United States by disrupting supplies of energy from the Middle East. What about renewable energy? Well, that could limit the financial damage from a rise in crude prices, but experts point out that fossil fuels like oil still provide most of the energy that drives industry, transportation, and heating, among other things. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. men's soccer team canceling its plan to train in Doha, Qatar from January 5th through the 25th due to the developing situation in the region. Instead, the Americans will open up their training camp on Monday at the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Factory activity held steady in December in the latest sign that China's economy may be recovering from a protracted slowdown.
An official survey of manufacturers shows factory activity held steady in December with the official purchasing managers index at 50.2 on a scale where 50 marks the break between expansion and contraction. December's reading matched November's, which ended 6 previous months of contraction. The National Statistics Bureau says new orders were at 51.2, down slightly from the month before.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Out of 21 industries surveyed, 15 showed activity picking up, including food and beverages, textiles and apparel making, auto manufacturing, medical-related production, and appliances. China's economy has been slowing due to both domestic and global factors, including a trade war with the United States. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A skeleton found by hikers this fall near California's second highest peak was identified this week as a Japanese-American artist who had left the Manzanar internment camp to paint in the mountains of the waning days of World War II.
The Sheriff's Department used DNA to identify the remains of Keiichi Matsumura, who succumbed to the elements during a freak summer snowstorm while on a hiking trip with other members of the camp. Matsumura had apparently stopped to paint a watercolor while the other men, a group of anglers, continued toward a lake to fish. His body wasn't found for another month, and the tragedy was overshadowed in the immediate days after his August 2, 1945 disappearance when the U.S. dropped the first atomic bomb. Patrick Foss reporting.
Officials in Mississippi are searching for two inmates missing from a state penitentiary. The 42-year-old and 27-year-old discovered missing during an emergency count early this morning. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Popular Technology Radio. Your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends.
Hey, welcome everyone. It is Popular Technology Radio. I am Mike Etchart with my good friend Jason Masters. Jason, how the heck are you today?
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on when people are listening to this.
Right. We don't have the... Yes, exactly, because people can be listening at any time or any day. So let's just say good day. How about that?
Good
sure.
day. Good day.
Good day. Boy, it was heck of a week, wasn't it, Jason, in the world of technology? A lot of weird things going on out there.
All sorts of stuff to talk about.
A couple of bad things.
Yeah. Well, over Mother's Day, there was the WannaCry hack that is being called, like, the biggest cyber attack ever yet.
Yes.
We always have to include yet. because it can always get worse.
It can always get worse, I know, which is sad, sad, sad to say. Now, we should also sort of level set that. This was really people that were on very old systems or older systems, operating systems, correct?
Yes, and we're going to have some people on the show, I think later in the show, kind of going over, you know, who was at risk, who could be at risk in the future, and, you know, what to do about that.
Good. We'll get that out of the way. We will assuage your fears or assuage your fears. Yeah, so that was scary. And then there's all kinds of other interesting things going on. And one of the things I'm excited to be talking about, we're going to be talking about digital voice assistants. Can we say, are we the first to call them DVAs?
Sure.
In case you're wondering what that is, you may have heard of something like the Amazon Echo, which is also, people do say Alexa to kind of, that's a generic, but there's a number of different versions of a similar thing. Certainly Amazon Echo is the most popular one out there. There are also Google Home. There is word that perhaps Apple is coming out. Well, actually, there's more than a word. There's lots of scuttlebutt about Apple coming out with something, which would make sense. That would not surprise me. And of course, then there's the Microsoft Cortana system, which is not branded as a Microsoft device, but it's under the brand of Harman. So there's a lot of buzz. Do you have one yet, Jason?
I don't. I'm kind of waiting to see what the marketplace for those looks like when Microsoft releases theirs and when Google puts out their new one, which there's rumors that for people listening, we tape this during the week, and on the 17th, 18th, and 19th is the Google I/O event, and they're supposed to be possibly releasing a new version of their Google Home, which we can also talk about that later as well, why I maybe want one of those.
Okay, see, and I'm an Apple guy, so I'm waiting for the app because my whole house is an Apple universe.
Right.
Certainly Amazon Echo is the one that has it's the most popular at the moment, and they've spent a lot of money advertising it. My wife wants one of those. I'm kind of, this is just a personal prejudice, so to speak. I don't really want to empower Amazon any further. I love it, but I'm like, enough, you know, I don't want Amazon taking over the world. And so I don't know that I want to, you know, it's principle, I think. I mean, it certainly does a lot of convenient things, but its principle, existence is so you can buy more stuff on Amazon. And so,
right.
You know, that right there gives me pause. But that's just me. I don't know. Did you think about that? Does that matter to you?
Well, yes and no, because I get where you're coming from. But, I mean, I do like Amazon. You know, it's tough to say. I think that's why there is so much
angst
around these things, because we all want the convenience of what these bring. But, they, you know, for every new tech convenience, there is more risks and possible inconveniences.
Right, exactly. And as we led off talking about viruses and bad bugs out there in computer land, you know, this is another entryway to your home, right? So,
and in more information that's being collected about you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it is understandable to be a little bit wary of the technology. But I also get how cool it is to just say, hey, you know, play me some Mondo Cosmo, one of my new favorite bands, and have that pop up. So I totally get the convenience. Like I said, I'm waiting personally for Apple, but we'll see what happens. But boy, there is, I mean, the Amazon Echo is going gangbusters. They are selling a ton.
Yeah, more so than I ever really would have expected this early on. I kind of expected there to be a much slower ramp up to people wanting these.
I agree. And I wonder how much of that was related to the commercials. You know, they certainly put a money into it. So in terms of the marketing, so let's we will see. And as the field gets more crowded with players, certainly it will kind of show itself who's the leader of the pack. Like I said, I'm going to put my money on Apple, because you know Apple is never the first to market. Usually they weren't the first in phones, they weren't the first in MP3 players, but they usually do a great job of interface. And so we'll see.
And I think that the more there is competition, you'll start to see, you know, which one has this, which one doesn't have that. And the feature differences where one has this and one doesn't have that, it might actually help people figure out what exactly it is they want these for, because they do so many different things.
Exactly. Listen, on that note, let's take a quick break and let's listen to some Mondo Cosmo on the way. One of my new favorite bands. What do you say, Jason?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back. It is Popular Technology Radio.
My friends are so alone and it breaks my heart. My friends don't know. We are.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters here with Mike Etchart, and joining us now is Richard Gunther from the DigitalMediaZone.com, and also he has a podcast called Home On, which is specifically why we asked him here, because he regularly covers the Internet of Things in your home. Is that a good way to put it, Richard?
It is indeed, the smart home and everything that has to do with the connected home.
And today we're talking about the, what did we call these?
These are digital voice assistants.
I'm still trying to get that term drilled into my head, because they're such a varied type of product, the digital voice assistant. But yeah, they do all kinds of things. They can turn on your lights, they can lower the shades, they can turn on your thermostat, they can give you recipes. I mean, what else can they do, Richard? Let's flesh out what these things can possibly do for people.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. You know, when Amazon came out with the Amazon Echo about 2 years ago, everybody was wondering, well, what is this thing for? Why do I need this thing that I talk to? And if you think about it, this really has been around for a while. I mean, we've had Siri in phones. We've had this Google assistant that you could talk to on Android phones. Now we have Cortana on Windows. There's lots of stuff around, but it hasn't been really good, right? I mean, you talk to it and half the time it doesn't understand what you're saying. With Amazon, they really got it right in the Echo. And what they did is they came out with this, I guess, you know, you'd call it a little bit appliance that you sit on a counter. It's about the size of maybe a 20-ounce bottle of soda. It's a vertical cylinder, and it's a speaker with microphones in it. And you can talk to it, and it gives you answers, or it does stuff for you. And again, you might ask, well, okay, what good is that for? Well, it can play music. It's a speaker. That makes sense, right? It can give you news briefings. It can tell you the weather if you ask it to. You can use it to set alarms, to set timers, to find out what the equivalent is in metrics for a pint if you're cooking something. You can add to to-do lists and shopping lists. You can ask it to tell jokes. It's really a versatile piece of technology, and we haven't even really gotten into some of the extended capabilities. These are just the things that are built in and that they initially introduced 2 years ago.
And Richard, was Amazon kind of surprised at how popular the Echo became, or were they expecting that kind of success out of the gate? Because they certainly spent a fair amount of money on marketing for it.
I think more to the fact, I think the general populace was surprised that they did this. I mean, Amazon, you don't think of them as a technology company, really.
Right.
Well, and was recently, or I guess released in a similar time span, was the failed Amazon phone.
The Amazon Fire phone.
Yeah, and I think that's why, I mean, for the longest time, I kind of ignored the Echo, because I was still kind of, like, thinking of Amazon in terms of, like, this company that thinks they can make phones, but doesn't really, it was a little too gimmicky, because they were trying to have, like, that 3D phone thing, and it just felt a little too gimmicky.
Yeah, exactly. Now, do either of you have one of these?
I don't, and we, you know, we talked a little bit about before the before you came on, was I'm a huge Amazon fan. I'm an Amazon Prime customer. I use them for lots of things. I'm a little bit nervous about empowering them, though, and I'm an Apple guy, so, you know, there's been a lot of scuttlebutt about Apple, a similar thing coming from Apple eventually.
Yeah, there's been enough rumors going on that Mike knows what he wants for Christmas.
That's right. So I don't have one yet, although my wife really wants one.
Yeah, you know, I had no interest for it when it first came out, and I ended up receiving it as a Christmas gift. I don't know that I would have bought it for myself, but now that I have it, I really like it, and I've come to depend on it for a number of things around the house. It is one of those things where you have to wonder, well, what would I do with this thing? I don't really need this, but then it becomes an integral part of your daily life. You know, it's kind of like, how did I ever live without, oh, I don't know, a disposal in my sink? Or how did I ever live without electric windows in my car? You know, it just becomes the thing that you depend on all the time now.
And that scares me. By the way, we are speaking with Richard Gunther. He is the editor and host of the Digital Media Zone. We're talking about digital voice assistants, or DVAs. Can we call them DVAs? We have to go back to them. All right, but let's take a quick commercial break. This is Popular Technology Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Dawn Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
And we are back, Popular Technology Radio, with Mike Etchart and Jason Masters, and our guest, Richard Gunther. He's editor and host of the Digital Media Zone. We are talking about the category of products, digital voice assistants. I threw out the acronym DVAs. Richard, you got a chuckle out of that. Am I the first to go acronym on this, or is it too early for that?
I will say that I haven't heard that, but, you know, at some point we're going to have to come up with something that's a little bit easier to say, right?
Yes, I know. Yeah, so that's why I kind of threw that out there, although it is too close to many other acronyms. But for the sake of argument, of course, we're talking about the things like an Amazon Echo and those devices. And, you know, Richard, given the tremendous lead, and you've talked about how you can't really live without it at this point. It's become pretty indispensable to your life, which does scare me a little bit. What do you principally use it for? What is your go-to application of the device that really kind of hits it home for you?
Yeah, for me, I have it located in my kitchen, and I find it really useful for, and you're going to laugh at this, but I call it the meat hand scenario. I'm standing there, I'm working on something, I'm cooking something, or I'm cleaning, and my hands are wet or dirty. I don't want to touch anything, but let's say I need the lights on, or I need to find out what the equivalent ingredient is for something that I don't have, or I just need to, you know, I want to turn on some music. And you can do that just by talking to it. And so that's a really handy use. The other thing that I use it for, again, all the time in the kitchen, is it's my new kitchen timer. I basically don't have a timer except for what's built into my phone or the oven that I have. And both of them are kind of fiddly to set. And all you have to do is tell this thing to set a timer for how many minutes. And you can do some really cool stuff with your home automation devices if you have them. And you can actually tie it into, say, smart lights that you have around the house. So yeah. I have some Philips smart Hue bulbs around the house. And what I do, or what I have set up, is that when the alarm or the timer goes off, then all of the Hue bulbs in my house blink. So you don't miss the timer wherever you are in the house.
That's pretty cool. I got to say that's pretty cool. Now, have you tried, are you pretty committed to the Amazon Echo? Are you open for other devices from other companies kind of stepping up?
You know, there are other companies that are getting into this space. Even Amazon has released additional products. Late last year, they came out with a much smaller version of the Echo called the Echo Dot, brought mm-hmm. the price on that down to less than $50. It kind of makes it a no-brainer if you want to play with it. They have a Bluetooth speaker. So if you want to stay in the Amazon space, it's easy to do. There are lots of products. But Google last year came out with the Google Home. Pretty much does the same thing. You see them at Best Buy all over the place. That's a little bit cheaper than the starting Amazon Echo. And if you're in the Google ecosystem, like if you have an Android phone and you use Google Music and you have a Chromecast, the Google Home is probably the device for you. It does the same sort of stuff. It has all of the knowledge that Google has available and through that Google Assistant, which is probably one of the best phone assistants that you can use today. And in addition to that, it ties in with your media. So if you have a Chromecast, for example, you could just tell it to play something, either music or video or whatever, right to the Chromecast. It does. That can even turn your TV on. It's pretty cool what they're doing.
Wow. Okay, well, let's talk about they who shall not be mentioned. Actually, they have to be mentioned because we're talking about Apple. They have not come out and said they have one of these devices, but certainly everybody else has said it is coming. I would be shocked if one didn't. You know, Apple, as we mentioned prior to you coming on, people, you know, Apple was not the first in the smartphone area. They're not the first MP3 player. They tend to kind of hang back on these things and come up with generally pretty good technology for that. Is there something that Apple can bring, since you're using an Amazon Echo quite a bit, is there something that Apple can bring to the party that might make you switch to an Apple device?
Yeah, I know that's a really hard thing to think about, because how could Apple do this different or better? And that's really what they need to do. Otherwise, it sounds like they're just being a Me Too product. And that's not really what Apple's good at. Apple's good at taking something and making it better. I have some friends that call this concept Siri in a can, which is funny, but at the same time, it concerns me because I don't think Siri is all that good. And so if they're going to make a product like Siri in a can, it has to be much, much better than the Siri that we know today for me to even look at it.
Now, what is if we may ask, what is your phone preference? Do you have a smartphone preference between, let's say, between a Google product and an Apple product?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I am an Apple guy. I have iPads and an iPhone. I work on Macs. I'm on a Mac right now. Okay. So this would be right in line with the ecosystem that I'm in.
So this sentiment isn't coming from a hater.
No, it's not at all. It's not at all. It has to come, it has to add value. While we're talking about that, it's also worth noting Microsoft has already announced that they're coming out with very similar products. They're going to have third parties make them. Harman Kardon just announced they're going to be coming out with their own device that's very much like an Echo powered by Cortana.
Now, I have an input on what I think Apple can bring to the table that will make a difference, but I'll tell you guys on the other side of the break. This is Pop Tech Radio, and we'll be right back.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Deck Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and deck cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Deck Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Deck Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters here with Mike Etchart, and we're talking with Richard Gunther from the Digital Media Zone and Home On, the Home Automation Podcast. And when we went to break, we were talking about, like, what can Apple do with one of these digital voice assistants that will make it matter that they have come out with one? And where I think it starts to matter is when they are starting to compete with the Amazon Echo Show, which is the digital voice assistant that has a screen and you can call people on it. The Amazon one, you can only call people who have another Amazon Echo Show or the Alexa app on their phone or I'm guessing a computer at some point. You'll be able to use like your webcam to do that. But I think that seems like it kind of limits them quite a bit because the initial amount of people that are going to buy these video-enabled digital voice assistants is going to be much slower than the amount of people who already have FaceTime on their iPhone, iPad, computer, etc. If they come out with a digital voice assistant with a screen, which it seems like it's theirs is going to have a screen, I'm guessing it's going to have FaceTime, and that would be big.
Yeah, it could be big. I have a hard time figuring why I would use it instead of just the tablet. Maybe the audience for that is someone who doesn't have an iPad or who doesn't have a phone in their pocket all the time. I don't know. You know, you mentioned the Echo Show. I think the Echo Show is an interesting product. It is essentially an Echo with a touchscreen and, oh, by the way, an always-on camera in addition to the always-on microphone. And the yeah, paranoid yet? And so
I am now.
The intent with that is that it's kind of like the center hub of your kitchen, and it allows you to do those video calls that we've seen on sci-fi shows for the last 70 years, and it's real now. But you're right. You're only going to be able to do that with other people who have devices like that. I don't like that lock-in. Now, I say that as an Apple user, right? And obviously, I'm locked in Apple products. And I fully suspect that if Apple comes out with something, it will do the same sort of thing. It will have that lock-in to the capabilities that you like, but only with other Apple devices and other Apple users.
Right.
Well, let me shift over. So clearly, Apple has a well-known history of pretty successful products in this space. Amazon is already there. Google's there. Harman's announcement with Microsoft Cortana powered stuff. Now, Microsoft to me is what do they bring to the table? What can they add to this mix? They have a much more
They have Skype.
True, they have Skype, right?
Yep. They have Skype calling, and they too have music and video ecosystems. So you could definitely see that a product like this, and if it's coming from Harman Kardon, the intent is that it's going to be a pretty good sounding speaker. Mm-hmm. You could see it working with their music service, and maybe they're hoping to help give their music service a little bit of a boost because most people don't even know that they have one. Can you name it?
No.
Right. Exactly. It's called Microsoft Groove, and it is pretty much the same thing as Apple Music, but most people aren't even aware of it, and it's built right into their PCs.
Oh, I don't have I'm a Mac guy, so that would be why I don't know about it. But you know, you mentioned something that I didn't even think about with Apple. Is the Apple device going to be a Beats branded device?
That's an interesting idea. That's a very interesting idea. I have another theory. Now this is like a crazy theory, and I made this prediction at the end of last year. I'm kind of sticking by it. Apple has an interesting relationship with Sonos, in that for some reason, even though Sonos does not support AirPlay natively, Apple stocks Sonos speakers in their stores, Apple stores.
Yes.
So I am going to go out on a limb and predict, or at least say that I'd love to see, not Siri in just some random container that Apple makes. I'd like to see Siri built into Sonos speakers. I think that could be very powerful.
Ooh, I like it. And they are based very near me. So I think that is a darn good. Well, and I think, you know, when you look at Apple's, certainly at the phones and the tablets, one of the things, if you compare them to other phones, regardless of the operating system, Apple spends a lot of time making things sound good. And they certainly, you know, when they care about the way the preamp sounds with headphones, the way the little speakers sound, they spend a lot of intellectual time putting that stuff together to sound good. They're very fidelity oriented, and I would hope certainly any sort of speaker like this, I would expect them to really sound good and certainly be head and shoulders above most other ones. I mean, do you listen to music on your Echo, Richard? How does it sound sonically?
It's disappointing. I mean, it's pretty much what you would expect from a small metal speaker. It's probably even not as good as most portable Bluetooth speakers. So I think that there's a lot of opportunity to release a product that has good sound. That's one of the reasons that maybe the Harman Kardon product might do well, too.
Yes, exactly. But I would certainly look to Apple. And boy, I love the Sonos connection. That to me is very intriguing. But at the very least, even if they throw Beats down, now I'm not a big fan of the sonics of Beats headphones. To me, they're pretty boomy. But it's certainly a well-known brand, and there is a segment of the population that will gravitate towards it. I think, regardless how great it sounds, if it's just Beats branded.
Yeah, no, I agree. That is a brand that has a lot of value to a lot of people, and it may be a way of getting people into this space and trying a product like this who previously weren't interested.
And it kind of infers that it's going to be the digital voice assistant that will have good bass.
And boy, that's what we're missing. Now, Richard, what about Amazon's products? Is there anything you've heard about that's kind of coming with the next generation of the Echo or the next generation of an Amazon product?
So you already talked about the Echo Show. That's probably their most recent announcement. Just prior to that, they announced the Echo Look. Now, neither of these products, the Look or the Show, are available yet. They're coming soon. The Echo Look, built on the Echo platform, but this is a completely different thing. This is essentially a fashion camera designed to take, consider it like fashion selfies that can help you dress your best. And they're offering fashion tips and an advice service. And this is a really smart move for Amazon because it's helping them move more into the fashion business. And they are making huge investments and are actually a surprisingly large retailer in the fashion space. This helps them get into an audience that might not be buying products like this. Certainly, they're targeting these more toward female consumers, and that hasn't necessarily been the market that they've been targeting with the other Echo products. So that could be interesting. Now,
Okay, now wait, let's pause this right here because we've got a lot of different things to say about the look. So let's take a quick break. This is Pop Tech Radio. We're talking with Richard Gunther about all the different Amazon and digital voice assistants. This is Pop Tech Radio. We'll be right back.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCAUS LLC.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters here with Mike Etchart, and we're talking with Richard Gunther. And when we went to break, we were talking about the Amazon Echo look, which is essentially an Amazon Echo with a camera on it that syncs with the Amazon Echo or Alexa app and takes pictures for you and supposedly can evaluate your outfit and tell you whether or not it's on trend or if there are other things that it would recommend that you buy to complement your outfit. And this immediately makes me want to branch out into like 10 different topics because, one, there was, a story that, I heard on another podcast recently. I can't think of where I heard this, but it was really interesting. And apparently it was in a book about marketing, and there was, I'll just tell it, bird's eye view version of it. There was a Target marketing executive, and he figured out through algorithms, based on what people buy, they can tell when women will become pregnant and start marketing maternity things to them. And then at some point, a disgruntled father came in saying that you're sending my 16-year-old daughter maternity advertisements, and it's upsetting her. And they're like, oh, wow, that's that's really strange. We'll have to look at our algorithm. So they look at the algorithm, they go, oh, well, nothing really looks wrong, but we'll put an age restriction on this so this doesn't happen again. And then the next week, the father came in and he goes, well, I don't know how you did it, but she's pregnant. So long story short, when people know what you're buying, they can learn a lot about you. And when they know what you look like and what your bedroom looks like, and they know when you get out of bed and what time you put your clothes on and things like that, they're going to know a ton about you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this gets real creepy real fast. And you just hinted at a key point here. We posted about this at the Digital Media Zone about a week or two ago. The thing that really creeps me out about this is a camera for your dressing area. No. Absolutely not. I can't imagine putting that in my home and subjecting anyone in a household to the possibility, and maybe you trust Amazon, but then it means you're also trusting that they're not going to get hacked. But the idea that you have a camera in an area where you know people are going to be walking around without clothes on? No, not happening.
Yeah, and this seems like something that the marketing team at Amazon, you know, when they finally got this all on paper, they probably all got raises because it's genius. But I have yet to meet a single female who wants one of these.
Well, we may all be too old.
Come on now, I'm only 29.
And I have shoes older than Jason, so yeah. And I fully appreciate that might be the case.
But yeah, and so it really starts making you think of all these different ways that they would be using video of you to gain information based on, like, if they know when you get out of bed, assuming that it's, your bed is within view, they know when you're getting up late and when you're in a bad mood and when you could be more susceptible to certain types of marketing if you're depressed or if you're pregnant or any of those variables. And it just starts getting really weird really fast.
It does. It does. I think this has, I think this has potential. I think it has to be carefully watched. They're looking at it, like I said, as a way of helping out with their efforts of getting bigger into the fashion business. And maybe it'll work for a certain audience. I think it's smart to try, for sure. I think we're going to have to see how people take to it and how they handle the creep factor.
Yeah, to me, this seems like they're going to have to see if it works in the same way that I'm sure that all the bottled water companies were going to, just like, well, will people buy bottled water? Well, we'll have to see. Oh, my God, they're buying it.
We can charge more now.
Yes, yes, it seems like that. And again, now we're back to kind of my scary thought, which is not my scary thought, but just my kind of personal apprehension, which is we already buy a lot of stuff from Amazon. I don't really want to empower them any further than they already are empowered in my household. So, but I don't know if anybody else is like that.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I pretty much go to Amazon for everything first. So I'm not really too worried about that myself. But it's the same concern that people might say about Google. Google knows everything about most people who use their services. So how much do you trust them? How much information do you want to give them?
We are speaking with Rich Gunther. He is the editor and host of the Digital Media Zone. We are talking about the broad category of digital voice assistants, and we've got more when we come back. It is Popular Technology Radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health.
The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back, everyone. Popular Technology Radio with me, Mike Etchart, my good friend Jason Masters, and our good friend Richard Gunther. He's the editor and host of the Digital Media Zone. We are talking about digital voice assistants, they being the Amazon Echo, Google Home, perhaps the unnamed Apple speaker, Harman's recently Microsoft Cortana-powered speaker, which is coming out soon. We've been talking about the benefits. We also are now talking about some of the problems, some of the dangers, some of the fears. Richard, there are quite a few, aren't there?
Well, there are, and I think we've already talked about probably the biggest one. Do you want an always-on mic and potentially an always-on camera in your home? But in addition to that, I think it's worth mentioning that, you know, one of the things that we talked about early on is, well, what can you do with these things? And part of the problem with these devices right now is just that. It's not obvious what you can do, and it's just as hard to figure it out. Like, here's this thing. How do I know what to say to it? Okay, here's a list of things, but it's probably way more than that. And then how do I say those things? In fact, you have to be pretty specific in the way that you talk with these things. Just like the Siri, you could ask a question, and it might not understand the way that you asked it. And so at this point, while I think these products are probably better than what we've had in the past at voice recognition and at understanding language, there's still a long way to go. And I believe that probably one of the best differentiators would be what company comes out with the product that can just understand things you say without having to follow a formula for the way you say it. Hmm. The other thing, and this to me is just an annoyance, but it's a pretty big annoyance. You know, twice now, Jason, you've mentioned the name of the assistant herself that powers the Amazon Echo. And just by saying the name that's spelled A-L-E-X-A, just by saying that name out loud, if anyone was listening with speakers, then you probably triggered someone's Echo device. And that is just ridiculous. Like, the fact that these things are not smart enough to differentiate their owners from just anybody talking about the name is problematic. It can't recognize individual voices. And making matters worse, Amazon has doubled down on using that name for branding and marketing purposes. It's the name of the app. It's the name of the service. It's the name of the calling service that you talked about. They use it everywhere. So you can't not talk about it. I don't understand what people are thinking.
Yeah, that seems – and if you're watching the commercial while you've got the device in the household, it's suddenly activated by the commercial on television for the device. It seems very
– Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I believe Google has tried to mitigate, is that I think they said that their device is going to be better suited for multiple users and can differentiate between a few different voices. And so that way, if like one person says, hey, do I have any new emails? Depending on who asks, you'll get a different answer.
That is true. That is true. But that doesn't necessarily solve the unintentional triggering problem. And you know, before we go, one story I want to tell is how there have been advertisers that have been trying to take advantage of this. Domino's has a series of ads that use the phrase that will order your favorite pizza order. And Burger King had an ad designed to trigger the Echo that would actually read the Wikipedia definition of a Whopper. I will tell you that actually I don't know if that was the Echo or if it was the Google Home, but whoever they were doing it with, the company behind it basically got in touch with them and said, no, you can't do that.
Good. I mean, this gets more nefarious as we go on. It's,
yeah, and actually I heard another story about that where people went online and temporarily changed the meaning of a Whopper on Wikipedia to say that it's like a disgusting pile of garbage or something like that, to where when that commercial came on, it would read, a Whopper is a giant pile of garbage, or something, you know, something maybe even, you know, more nefarious than that. But it's a lot of fodder for jokes.
Oh. Yes. Getting sad. Very sad. Well, listen, on that note, we need to wrap it up for this first hour of Popular Technology Radio. Richard Gunther, editor, host of the Digital Media Zone. Richard, thank you so much for coming on the show. You've enlightened us and sort of depressed us, but also we are far more informed when we started the show.
Glad to be back on with you guys.
And on that note, we will come right back after the news. This is Popular Technology Radio.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.